This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Maybe that you want a good day. Maybe that you want a good day. Is that the result? It's just a feeling. But baby, I'm thinking with you anyway.
Uh-huh.
You're messed up.
You're messed up, Richie. Straighten up and fly right.
You're just now catching on to that?
Well, one of the things that I recognize with you, and Jennifer too, I don't get it with Kenny. Kenny's not somebody who imbibes much. I think you're in the beer market and Jennifer's in the wine market. So I'm not suggesting that you don't control or aren't in control of your zest for a little of the finer spirits of life.
I don't drink near as much beer as I would like to.
Right, as you would like to? I would like to drink more.
I haven't had a beer in weeks.
Really?
Weeks.
I am shocked to hear that.
Yeah.
No, why not?
When's the last time you had a glass of wine, Jen?
At Barry Farber's event.
Okay.
Two Sundays ago.
All right, so Jennifer asked the question, why? Richie, that's a good question.
Why?
Why?
But just haven't been anywhere where...
So you don't drink it at home around your children and your wife?
I do not drink at home alone.
Oh.
If people come over, if the neighbor stops by or something like that, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I do not, for dinner or just to have a beer, no, I don't.
All right. There's a story that we highlight today at DougStephan.com about black market craft beer from... I don't quite understand what
black
the
market craft
black
beer.
Market craft beer.
Craft beer, first of all, is so big right now.
Oh, it is.
We've got used to be wine. Now it's all craft.
I'm telling you, when I went to Denver
this
summer,
everybody
I'm telling you,
Richie's telling us.
You can't. Every restaurant you go into,
Colorado is big for that.
It's
big,
a craft beer. Yeah, you go into McDonald's and they have their own craft beers. Yeah. It seems like.
Well, we have here in Framingham. We have a local guy, a couple of brothers actually started a little craft brewery that has just exploded onto the scene. Everybody in town loves their beer. It's considered a big deal if you have it in your store or you have it in your restaurant. We're going to actually have them, because they supply us with the brewer's grain that we give to the cows, they're going to have a beer tasting in my dairy store.
Smart. But
we're
going to
have beer
that is
and milk.
Awesome.
Well, no,
that's
you know what
great.
You should have is
beer
cheese.
Beer and cheese.
We're going to do that.
Cheese.
We're going to do that. Yeah, we have that. Anyway, the story is rather interesting. The report is that the influx in demand for all these specialty beers is causing these small batch brewers to sell in secret. They're doing it online, and the markup is astronomical. So I'm wondering, that's why I went to you, Richie, because you're the person here who knows the most about beer. Would you go online and buy, if you heard somebody in another part of the country, they're a friend of yours, like you have your friends in Colorado where you went this summer, and they said, okay, this beer is available, but you can only get so much. You were just talking about tasting how good it was. Would you buy this stuff online and have it shipped to you? Or would you buy it and send it to friends or whatever?
Yes.
This stuff, they call it bootlegging.
Well,
I don't see
really,
how.
It's
no,
bootlegging.
I don't see.
Craft beer.
Price gouging.
Craft beer is kind of moonshine-ish anyway.
Yeah, right.
So it's not bootlegging. And many craft beers are regional. Most craft beers are regional. So if there is something only available in the West Coast, like, for example, now it's a national beer, but Fat Tire.
Yeah.
Was a
Fat
Colorado
Tire.
Beer. Yeah.
God.
And it was only available out there. Now you can get it almost anywhere. But for a long time, I was like, man, that's good stuff. And, you know, so you get it out here when you can. But, yeah, yes, I absolutely would.
All right, so here's a story about something that came from the Stone Brewing Company.
I love Stone out of San Diego.
Yeah. They were selling beer when they first got started in 2002 for $8 a bottle. Now, if you have,
they have big
saved,
bottles.
If you've saved a bottle of this beer from 2002, it's worth $1,000 online.
Wow.
How about that?
Hi, that's so crazy.
Yeah, that is a little crazy.
Because beer doesn't stay good. I mean, wine gets better with age.
I don't know anything about it, does it?
Out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So
I mean, speaking from experience, because I am, you know, I have parties twice a year. I have a Halloween party. I have a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And I don't typically drink during the week by myself, like Rich said. And I definitely, if I do, it's wine. It's not beer. So my beer sticks around a long time when I buy stuff for parties. Apparently, my beer has green stuff growing in it because it's a year and a half old.
All right. So, Kenny.
I mean, as long as you keep it cold, it should be fine. But, yeah, if it goes warm and cold and warm and cold, it's going to go skunk.
The story that we have at DougStefan.com suggests that the overpriced sale of this bootleg beer is not good for the breweries. It's good for the people who have bought it, set it aside. The breweries are not doing this. This is not about the breweries. This is about individuals, if I'm reading this correctly, that put the beer aside hoping to get the same thing as they would get out of a 1850 bottle of wine or something. Is that right?
That's part of it, and it's also people who are making their own.
But at home?
Yeah.
Really?
Home brewing and slapping a label on it and trying to pass it on.
Oh,
these other
okay.
things, too.
Yeah.
And you know what else happens in the craft world is that, like, for example, the microbrewery near my house or the restaurant that they have near my house, Dogfish Head Ale.
Great name for it. Yeah.
It is. It's a street on an island somewhere in Connecticut, and the guy was just like, okay, that's what I'm calling my brewery. But they will make a batch of beer and then discontinue it. And a lot of people will go, that was really good stuff, and I can't get it anymore. So if somebody has a bottle of that, that may have value.
Really?
In that it's just discontinued. And a lot of times you will buy grains.
Grand?
Or, yeah, I know, grains or hops or something that you can't get anymore, and it made up a batch of beer, and just because nature didn't recreate those hops or those grains anymore, you cannot recreate that beer.
Huh.
So that's where there might be value in some of this stuff, is just a batch that was made a very popular, very good, and now it's not available.
Huh. And that's another part of this, that people are swooping in when they hear there's going to be a limited run of
right.
a particular
mm-hmm.
batch, and they really? Will buy it all up. And then sit on it for a year.
It's like the pumpkin stuff at Trader Joe's.
So then it doesn't lose it in a year. When
no.
does beer begin to lose it?
It'll be fine as long as you keep it cold. The problem
really?
With
mine
is,
lost it after a year.
Yeah.
But you keep it cold?
Funky.
Yeah, in the refrigerator.
Something's funky. Huh. Yeah. But like Dogfish Head near our house, what they will do.
Oh, man. Good guy.
What they will do is they have a hop. Like this big long tube that they put all these special hops in. And what they'll do is on Wednesday nights, once a month, they'll run one of their beers through this second tube of hops, which gives it this totally stronger and different flavor. So you never know what you're going to get, but it's always really good. Mm-hmm. And they'll, you know, say, hey, we're going to have a hop party, and they've named this thing, this tube, it's called, like, his name is like Edgar or something like that. Edgar's going to be working on Wednesday nights, and you go in and they say, okay, this is the beer that we've selected to run through Edgar, and the beer costs $1 more, $2 more, but it's good stuff. It's
I wish Edgar were going to be working on Tuesday.
I do too, yeah.
14 past the hour. All right, so that's the story at DougStefan.com. Take the guesswork out before you get in with Delta Temp 2O hand showers and shower heads, exclusively now at the Home Depot. The Delta Tempo. Tempo. Delta.
Temp 2O. I know, it's tricky.
It is. It really is. To say this quickly, I want to say Tempo 2O, but it's the Temp 2O. Their technology includes an LED digital temperature display that shows the temperature of the water in your shower head.
That's cool.
Three color indicators signal the different temperature ranges for easy visual indication. Blue is for cold water. I believe water under 80 degrees is cold. I don't like it. Magenta for 80 to 110 degrees. That's the way I like my swimming pool. And red for greater than 110 degrees, which will burn your butt. Stay out of there, Jennifer. I don't want that butt of yours burned in 110
right.
degree water. Enjoy the convenience of knowing when the temperature is right for you and the peace of mind that the water temperature is safe for your family. Perfect holiday gift for friends and family. The Tempo, there I am again, damn. You know what? I'll be talking about this from now till Christmas, and I don't want to jinx myself by saying I'm going to do the same thing every time I see it. But Temp 2O hand showers and shower heads are now available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserve, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax Shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and the story about honey-do list. Kenny, does your wife do the honey-do thing with you?
Not too often.
No.
Once in a while.
Richie, honey-do time?
Oh, absolutely. Mostly I make the honey-do list.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
She does what you ask her to do?
Well,
you make it for yourself, you mean?
No, I mean, when it comes around the house kind of stuff, I'm the one who makes up the honey-do list.
I've never had that anybody until now.
The door, I need to do this,
right.
I need to do that. Yeah.
I have the honey-do list now. I have,
good.
Congratulations.
I write imaginary ones for my cat. But
are you really?
Done.
All right, nice for you. So, the honey-do list, perhaps in your house, depending on where you live, might be an item shorter. You can tell your better half that he or she can't argue it because scientists say that it is better for you not to rake the leaves.
Hmm.
How about that?
National Wildlife. Don't a lot of people die doing. Oh, no.
No, no, no. This is about for the. Now, I believe this. I've never raked leaves. I think it's much better. Grass leaves need to be on the ground.
Yeah,
National Wildlife
Federation.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. There's a story there. Leave your fallen leaves on the ground. You'll be doing Mother Nature a service because dead leaves create a healthy habitat for salamanders, chipmunks, earthworms, Richie. All the people are all the things that live in the earth that need food.
Yeah.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
I've got it. It must have been the albino.
Who's the albino?
He's the one who killed the man with the scar.
You said you killed the man with the scar.
I did, except he killed him after I killed him. See, I didn't really kill him. I just stabbed him with the needles. Right after he heard the cuckoo.
There you go, Richie.
You're a really nice girl, and I'm a nice guy, and you're very pretty with or without cleavage. And what do you say? Would you like to take a shower?
I don't pick up strange men.
Well, that's your problem.
So, why don't you try it?
I get what they're saying about cleavage. That's not her strong point, right, Jen Jen?
I'm sorry, what?
Hi, there's Barry Manifold saying you're ready to take a chance again from the movie Foul Play, which was big during this time in 1978. My God, that long ago. Woo-wee! She's 69. Can you believe that? Today's her birthday. Goldie Hawn is 69 today.
And remember where she got her start?
On
Laughing.
Laughing, that's right. It's a go-go dancer.
She looks great. She was. For almost 70. She looks fabulous.
Good for her. What do you think of her career? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Now we've done movies.
She had a very nice career.
You think it's over?
Do I think it's over?
Well, her career, Goldie Hawn's career.
She's going to do a series for HBO. I don't know if that's going to materialize or not, but I heard that was, in the last 6 months, I heard that was the game plan.
Really?
What she was going to do. But she had a great career. Believe it, that's actually my wife's favorite film, Foul Play.
Is it? So Chuck Curry is here with a rundown of the new movies that are out this weekend. How many of these movies are going to produce, by the way, Hunger Games?
One more.
After this one?
Two. This is a third one. It's called Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. I went to my community theater showing it. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I watched the crowd come in and leave when it was over. And the consensus when it was over is a lot of people I spoke to found it somewhat boring, and they were disappointed, although the reviews are around 68% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. It's not going to stop it from making a lot of money. The next installment, I believe, comes out 1 year from now.
This is the dumbest movie I've...
Did you see any of them, Richie?
Well, no, I saw the first one, and it was good. It was good. But this movie
Well, it's all about people chasing other people, right?
Yeah. But that
and
aside.
Children.
Okay. So the second and third movies were filmed together. This movie is the first half of that. And basically what it all is the setup of the third movie, and it, like, just abruptly ends, like, and
the last one, you mean, or this one?
This one. This one was filmed together.
So you haven't seen it. How do you know?
Because I heard reviews of it.
Huh.
And they basically
said... You know what? Let me just say, I was speaking to my wife going home in the car about that. She brought up that same point of how many people want to see a movie that basically abruptly ends and you have to wait a year to see the next one. Well, in 10 years, you won't worry about it because it'll be one long movie, sort of like the way Back to the Future 2 ended, and you had to wait 6 months to see Part 3.
Yeah, now, people want to walk out of the theater with a little bit of...
You can watch it as one long movie. So I don't think that's an accurate... It's a fact of the movie going experience, but over time it'll be somewhat dispelled. I got a few movie news items of interest. Warner Brothers is planning the end of the world novel The Stand into a four-part movie adaptation. It was done as a miniseries in the 80s with Gary Sinise and Rob Lowe. I thought it was one of the best miniseries ever. That production should start sometime in the next year.
Yeah.
And Penelope Reporley will be the female lead with Ben Stiller in Zoolander 2, which has finally been
another waste of time.
Wow.
All right, what do you make of reports today that Angelina Jolie is going to quit acting and focus on her directing? That movie, Maleficent, we talked about it earlier this week, how much money that thing made? As horrible as everybody said it was?
No, my kids and my wife
horrible.
Said it was great.
Wow.
It was a great movie.
She made $700 million, of which 10% is hers.
Yeah.
So she gets $70 million for directing that movie.
Not a bad way to make a living, Doug.
Not a bad way. How about we do that? We all start our own film production company, Chuck. What do you think?
Sounds
Chuck
good.
Curry Productions.
Sign me up.
Yeah. No, we're going to have your name as the headline.
We can get John Travolta.
Travolta will be here. Yes, right. Chuck Curry.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with their Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Today is a good day. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about how to be happy. Want to be happy for the rest of your life. There are no excuses, Richie. None. No reason for any of us to be unhappy. It's 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn is happy. Ken Kessler is happy. Richie McFadden is happy. I'm happy. No, you know what they say about excuses, right? When it comes to excuses, it's just like your butt. Everybody's got one and they stink.
Oh. Okay, next.
According to eyewitness reports, Cowboy Pat Ratliff, age 78, won $1,700 from Three Marks in Ardmore, Oklahoma, by tearing a quarter in half.
Whoa, how'd he do that?
To erase skepticism, Mr. Ratliff also took two quarters from the reporter and tore those in half, too. Less than 30 seconds. Among his previous work, Mr. Ratliff tutored actor Robert Duvall to be tough in Lonesome Dove. Hmm. 78 years old, and he can rip a quarter in half. All right, I don't want to spend too much time on that. I've got other things that are important. Let's talk about, as long as I got Richie's attention, all the attention that has been focused on Uber this week. I believe on Monday we had a discussion, and I didn't realize that there was controversy connected to it, but on Monday, we were talking about somehow they got off onto cabbies and onto Uber and the quality of service. I don't even remember why I got on. But was that time we were going to Chicago and using Uber when we get there?
I think so.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so as a sort of a subset here, Uber has become the subject of a lot of discussion because the publication of a BuzzFeed story this week, which reports one of the executives at Uber planned to dig into the life of a journalist who was criticizing the company. So there have been all kinds of public apologies for this, follow-ups on their practices. So I guess I'm looking at this as a customer, all right? Do I really care that the guy who runs the company seems to be a jerk? Or am I going to not use their service?
It depends. I mean, if they're like racist, you wouldn't go to them, maybe, right?
No, I wouldn't if they were racist. But this guy's not a racist. He's just apparently doesn't know when to shut up. I'm guessing that that's part of his problem.
Apparently, it's a very aggressively run company.
Yes.
And what happened is this girl that works for BuzzFeed started writing negative stories about it. And Uber, and they were going to spend $1 million to dig up dirt on her and anybody else who had written negative stories about them and start releasing them. And then what we find out later this week, though, is that BuzzFeed apparently is heavily invested in another company, competitor of Uber's, called Lyft.
Ah.
Yeah.
So the story thickens and gets even a little bit deeper. So
great soap opera.
Yeah. And then we also find out that Uber has the ability to and has the information on anybody who gets in one of their cars.
Well, this is what I found interesting.
And can... It's apparently out there and available that if Doug Steffen gets an Uber ride
and I do
X to X,
yep,
that
my house in Los Angeles to LAX,
that can be tracked.
Tracked by whom? And for what purpose?
Anybody at Uber, and I don't know whether it's public or not.
So
Uber's really in damage control this week. They are.
Well, but they got a good story. If the company that is writing the bad stuff about them is connected to somebody who's a competitor, I mean, that kind of washes it, doesn't it?
You would think, but they still are taking the heat because apparently they are very heavily-handed anyway and have a reputation for this. So they're
but they're the only company that does that? You don't think Donald Trump does the same thing?
Oh, no. No, absolutely he does.
Yeah.
But
I would say
in that Silicon Valley kind of...
mentality of people there? Is that what you're suggesting?
Peace, love, and everyone kind of...
Peace, love, and get the other guy.
Right.
Right. So... Uber has $1 billion in the bank. Got funding from all kinds of different sources because it works. See, this is how I look at it, especially now that I know that there's another page here. The BuzzFeed story is motivated by the company that owns part of them owning part of another. See, I don't even know who the competition is. Uber has my interest. Actually, I think my daughter talked to me first about them. No, Meredith did. Meredith was using them. And then she used them last night. And then I was talking to Megan, and she said, oh, yeah, I love them. And then I got them into my iPad. Richie, remember the morning I did this, how satisfied I was? Yeah. I was on the air, and I was feeling because I had to go catch a plane later after I got off the air. And I wanted to use Uber, and I had to download an app. So I went to my iPad, and I did the diddle-diddle-diddle that needs to be done. And voila, in like 3 or 4 minutes, I was very pleased with myself. And shockingly, and maybe this feeds back on what you were just saying, no matter where I am, because I've used Uber half a dozen different cities, and when I go to them, they know where I am. They can tell, however that works, whatever, there must be some kind of a cookie or whatever in the download in the app that gives them some kind of fix on your location so that through GPS technology, when you go there, it brings up where you, at least what I remember, where you last ordered a car. Are you still there? Or are you at this place, which is where I was at that time? Anybody else had that same experience? Anybody else use Uber here besides me?
I've never used Uber before, no.
I was in Dallas last year, and I used Uber to get from the hotel. Remember when I went to that convention last year for an overnight in Dallas, and I used Uber? And I remember being astounded because when I went there, they were, not only did they know that I was there, but they had, like, in 4 minutes, the guy would be there. That's what astounds me, is that in 4 or 5 minutes, they get you. You don't have to call ahead for a car. 4 or 5 minutes, somebody's at your door. Bing, bang, boom. Anyway, so that's the story of Uber. I think they'll survive this, don't you? Anybody? Well, you haven't used it, so you don't really get the culture of it. I find it interesting.
Listen to Doug. You guys are so out of touch. I know all about Uber.
I am a tech expert here. I know all about this.
No, I'm just saying that really, I'm pleased with myself, frankly.
I'm proud of you, too, actually. Usually, we're on the cutting edge here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Here's an article on CNET, how to delete your Uber account.
I don't want to delete my Uber account. I want to have
it. Who cares? You'll just use it. Come on.
All right. Speaking
your
of...
information's out there. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, right. Let's talk about how to be happy at home, happy at work. Happy. Are you happy? You may be happier than you think you are. Uri Geller and I will discuss that in a moment here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of Aldi's sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserve, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
Everything's normal in Uri's house.
Did I just hear you say, before we do that, I want to talk about me? Did you just say that?
No, I want to talk about being happy. That's what I thought about me.
You said me.
Uri Geller.
Okay, don't worry.
All right, hold on a second. Before we get to whoever it is, you have more people in and out of. Any time I've been at Uri's house, it's always.
I keep waiting for the day because, you know, always when we call Uri, he's like, Doug, I have this guy sitting right next to me. You have to talk to him. Right. I keep waiting for the day when we call Uri and he says, Doug, I've taught my dog how to talk. Here, talk to my dog for 3 minutes.
That's possible. I think most anything is possible. Okay, so before we get to this person who's visiting you in your house, I laugh because I know from firsthand experience any number of times, I probably stayed with Uri a couple dozen times anyway, and every day there's somebody different there who's trying to get Uri to support him or her doing something, and that's what I find sort of amusing about the it's a parade of people going in and out of there. So let's talk about how much happier at work you may be than you think you are. I don't know whether I believe this or not. Survey says 93% of working Americans like their jobs. What's more, 90% say they are proud to tell people about their employer, and a near universal 98% believe that they are successful at what they do. So do you find that people you talk to, Uri, because people are coming to you and talking to you as an advisor, they want to be happy. Most of the motivation for coming to see you, somebody's got a problem and they want to get rid of it so they can be happier, right?
Absolutely, Doug. And I think happiness begins at home, not at work. If you're happy, if you have a great family, fantastic wife, children, friends, like you are my best friend, so that makes me happy. You bring that happiness into work, and it's almost like an energy projects out of you, and it touches your coworkers, it touches your CEOs, it touches everyone around you. And you have to use your charisma, personality, and character to inject that happiness into others. Happiness, Doug, is something I believe that you are born with. I think it's inside your DNA system, your genes, your chromosome chain. And you, if you're born happy, you will be a happy person, and you'll bring happiness to others around you. It's that simple.
Yeah, it really is kind of simple. People try to make it big work, and it's not. It really is something that is entirely up to you. You cannot become happy because somebody else makes you. You can feel that. It's not somebody else's job to make you happy. It's your job to make you happy. You can be happier around certain persons, places, things at work, and that kind of. But you respond, you can make your workplace and your environment and your life in general better by just having a better attitude toward what is the reality of your situation. Everybody's got a different situation.
Very much so, Doug. And let me teach you something that you probably did not know. When you laugh, that's a fantastic energy. But did you know that laughing gives you more health? It energizes your body. But even, now listen to this, yep, even if you fake a laugh, that kind of tricks the mind. Yep. The mind doesn't know what's a real laugh and what's a fake laugh.
Really?
So if you fake laugh, the same benefits will overcome your body and it will give you something, a good feeling. But if you start laughing and you fake a laugh, then it will start into a real laugh. So why don't we all start laughing right now for 50 seconds?
Curry.
I want to hear you. All right.
Okay. All right. Who have you got with you in your house? Who is there in your house?
A very nice gentleman called David Morey. David, say hi to Doug and tell him who you are.
Hey, Doug. It's nice to meet you, especially because you're laughing as I meet you. We're having a great time with Uri. He is amazing. And I'll just leave one thing. I wrote a book called The Underdog Advantage, which is what we do in our corporate life, and it's also about our lives. And in terms of happiness, it's all about progress. You know, all the research shows people get happy when they're actually making some progress, moving an inch, a quarter inch forward. It doesn't matter. You feel like you're making motion. You know, it's about motion. And that laughing example that Uri just gave, I think, is that, boy, when you're having a tough day, just remember Uri Geller and do 15 seconds, right? And you're going to start making even more progress.
You know, Uri is one of the most important people in my life. He's a motivator. That's how I first met him some 20 years or so ago. In terms of motivation, he was and is still, for me and countless others, someone who can get to the heart of things and find always a different way to motivate people. Sometimes by thinking, by laughing, crying. Sometimes it's all emotive. And I wonder if that's part of your work as well. What do you? I don't know your work, and obviously you're an American. Where do you hail from? Where?
Well, I come from Washington, D.C., and live in Washington and near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But we work around the world for some of the best corporations, tough, you know, smartest CEOs. We've done 16 winning.
What do you do? How do you help them? What do you do?
The world. And what we, yeah, I mean, it's all about the psychology of the underdog. You know, when you have that, I'm going to play a little more offense attitude, psychology, you win, and you're happy.
All right, so, Richie, we need to apply that to us. We need to apply.
Absolutely.
Are you going to enlist Uri to help you do this message-wise in England and elsewhere around the world?
You know that David is also a magician, and that's he.
Oh, that's how you got together. But he should be. He ought to bring you into his fold to help motivate people. I don't know anybody who's a better motivator than you. Check out Uri's website, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away.
All right, let's get to getting away, if you will. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. There always are stories floating around the travel sites, and not necessarily on bestfares.com, but there are people who speculate. Tom has said here, he's told you any number of times, what the best day of the week is to actually buy your tickets. Let's see how people are doing in that department just a moment as we present ideas on how maybe even at the last minute you can get to where you need to go for Thanksgiving.
It's horrible. I tried it the other day. It didn't
hopeless.
Work.
Hopeless. I'm here to tell you. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com up next here on Good Day.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time. Because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Traveling is one of our most precious, prized possessions. I think it's one of the great opportunities, whether you're going for business or for fun, to see what's going on not only around the rest of the country, but around the rest of the world. So if you're looking for a trip that is leisure or if it's business, there are those people who run their own businesses that are looking for the best day of the week to buy a ticket because it's their money, not the big man in the corner's money. And if you're trying to take a vacation with your family, best day of the week to buy a ticket is not Sunday, Tom.
No, no. Well, actually, there was a report that came out a few weeks ago, and the media ate it up, right, saying, you know, it was $400. The average ticket was $434 for everybody to fly. Mm. And you think how many times you complain?
No matter where they're going, $434 is a that's a lot of money. Where do people come up? And yet, all the planes are filled.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like there are fewer planes. The schedules seem to be keeping up, although you have to go through, I'm finding it now, there are a lot of these with consolidation, you got to go through hubs. We're back to that again and wasting lots of time and the fares. I told you the story about going to Cleveland. There used to be five or six flights a day on Continental from Boston to Cleveland. U.S. Air went. Now there's one a day since United took over Continental, one a day on a small plane, and the average price for one way is $600. Used to be you could do the round trip in $230, $240 like that.
That system, that route, well, Continental's dropping. It's not Continental, I should say United is now dropping, what you call it, Cleveland as a hub. And they're just getting, they're just removing flights and flights and flights.
So they just kind of, who's going to take, fill in the void, Southwest?
Nobody's really going to take up the void. We did see Frontier go in.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember, though, Frontier, Allegiant, and Spirit, if you do not prepay for your bag, it can be up to $100 at the gate.
Right. What about JetBlue? Aren't they fiddling and fussing? I saw news releases about how they were changing their seat configurations, and there was a lot of bad publicity aimed at them. Yeah, and then
well,
they came out
terrible.
With...
You know, JetBlue actually has an average of 34-inch pitch. American Airlines, Delta, United have about 30 to 31.
Right.
Spirit has an average of 28 inches, and their seats don't even recline in the back of the plane.
Right.
So, JetBlue has to do this because the other guys are making a lot of money, so they're going to take a few seats out. They're going to have about 15 seats in there. It's going to take about an inch and a half from each person. They're also going to start charging for the first bag for the very first time if you buy the cheapest airfares. And that's just going to leave the only airline in America that has one free check or two check free jet bags will be
Southwest
Airlines.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's supposed to make them, just that one move alone, supposed to make them $400 million.
Oof. All right. So what is the best day of the week to buy a ticket?
I think still Tuesdays when the airfares, 80% of the airfares still start on a Tuesday. That doesn't mean I'm going to win the bet every time. And I also think you should probably, since they usually go Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I would say late Tuesday and early, maybe Wednesdays and Thursdays would be a better day. Weekends we can find deals like this weekend right now. We've got a place like Boston to Cancun for $299 round.
$299 to Cancun from Boston. Wow! Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.